This is Afternoon Edition on 5 Live. Dotton Adebayo and Sarah Brett with you until 4 o'clock. And still to come, we've got Mark Benson on his new part as Andre in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in the theatre, and David Lagercrantz as well from the Hay Festival. But first, a father of three from Lancashire who feared he would be paralysed by an inoperable tumour on his spine has ended his life at the Dignitas facility in Switzerland. Geoffrey Spector was 54 years old. He died last Friday. And he said that he wanted to control the final stages of his life because, as he put it, the illness had crossed the red line. The case has reopened the debate about assisted dying in the UK, with the former Lord Chancellor, Lord Faulkner, saying that he'll try to reintroduce a bill to legalise it.
My bill would allow somebody who's got a diagnosis of 6 months or less to live, and it's his firm and settled intention that he wishes to take his own life, and he's capable of making that decision. He can be provided with a prescription of drugs that he can take himself, he or she can take themselves, in order to end their own lives.
Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Romaine is a member of Dignity in Dying, which campaigns to legalise assisted dying for terminally ill, mentally competent adults. And Dr. Peter Saunders is the director of Care Not Killing, which promotes care and opposes euthanasia. Dr. Jonathan Romaine, first of all, I suppose the reason why this is controversial is that this man's prognosis was of paralysis and not death. What's your reaction to that?
Yes, that's exactly right. So he wouldn't have qualified under the proposed Faulkner bill, which is only for those who are terminally ill. But on the other hand, it does highlight the issue. And I can help feel, listening to the report, that the death was both beautiful and sad at the same time. Beautiful in that he was an intelligent, competent person who'd made his own decision, had a fabulous goodbye, if you like, surrounded by his family and with a lovely meal. So he went the way he wanted to go. The sadness is, of course, that he had to do it abroad, and that he couldn't, and therefore he wasn't at home in a more friendly environment, but also he had to end his life earlier because he had to be fit enough to travel rather than get so ill that he couldn't travel and therefore couldn't do it. So really what this highlights is, maybe not for him, but for certainly other people who are competent and terminally ill, they should have the right to die at home if it's been approved by the judiciary. And we do need to have the Faulkner bill, which passed the Lords but didn't get to the Commons because of the general election. It needs to come to the House of Parliament so that we can debate it properly and hopefully allow it, because people who are suffering, what's the point of keeping them alive if they themselves do not wish it?
Peter, Geoffrey Spector's death was beautiful and sad.
Well, I think we have to be really careful not to glamorise or romanticise cases, tragic cases of assisted suicide, where people are seeing literally killing themselves as the appropriate reaction of choice to cancer or to quadriplegia. I mean, in this case, there was a risk, but it wasn't a present reality. The vast majority of people, the overwhelming majority of people with cancer or even with quadriplegia, do not wish to kill themselves, but rather they want support and care to go on living as comfortably as possible for as long as possible, in order to maximise the value of the time that they have left with their family and friends. And requests to end one's life like this are incredibly rare if people are properly cared for. And so our priority has to be to ensure that good care addressing people's physical, psychological, social and spiritual needs as well is properly accessible to all.
Jonathan?
It should be an option for those who so wish. I mean, there's many people who want to carry on to the last possible minute, and that's, fine, great. Probably I would want to do the same. But people who are dying in pain should have the option to end their life early. And I'd say that not just from a pragmatic point of view, but from a religious perspective. Because after all, there's nothing sacred in suffering. There's nothing holy about agony. So if someone is competent and doesn't want to carry on, why should I force them to live out a life in agony? It just doesn't seem to make sense in a godly or goodly world. And I think people should have that ability to choose. It may not be Peter's choice, may not be your and my choice, but for someone who's in that situation, they should have the legal right and to do it at home and not to have to go abroad.
Peter Saunders, it does seem as if this case has crossed a line. Do you think it will open up the floodgates in the way that you fear?
Well, contrary to what Jonathan has just said, Lord Falkner's bill did not clear the Lords. It will have to be reintroduced. And we've got to understand that the reason that doctors have always opposed this, that every disability rights group in Britain opposes it, and the reason such legislation's never got through Parliament is because any change in the law to allow assisted suicide in any circumstances at all will inevitably place pressure on vulnerable people, whether that's real or imagined, to end their lives so as not to be a financial or emotional burden upon relatives and carers. And the pressure felt by those who are sick or elderly or depressed or disabled can be overwhelming, particularly at a time when health and social care budgets are strained and when many families are struggling to make ends meet. I think it's absolutely chilling that this man took his life for fear of being a burden, but that's exactly what we see in jurisdictions that have changed the law. In the US state of Washington, 60% of people ending their lives under the suicide legislation there do so for fear of being a burden. It's a very, very small percentage who would make use of legislation like this, and it's for reasons of public safety that the law is as it is. And I think the current law is clear and it's right. It provides a really powerful disincentive to exploitation and abuse, but at the same time, it gives prosecutors and judges a lot of discretion to show mercy in hard cases. And that's why we see so few cases and only a very, very small minority. I think it's one out of 110 cases actually come to the prosecution stage. Let's keep it as it is.
Thank you both very much. That's Dr. Peter Saunders, Director of Care Not Killing, and Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Romaine, who's a member of Dignity in Dying.